Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the 343 Podcast. My name is John Pronich, and I am your host. And today's episode is short and sweet. What I've done is I've taken an article from 343coaching.com, and I've turned it into a little mini podcast for you. If you're looking for one of our longer episodes, like my conversation with Bob Bradley, or Eric Winalda, or Hugo Perez, you can still find those on 343coaching.com. Just go up and click the audio tab and you will find a library of all of our previous episodes. You can also find us on iTunes and on Stitcher now. If you go up to the search function and type in 343 FM, you'll find us. That's the number 3, the word for F-O-U-R, the number 3 space FM. And with that, we will jump right into today's quick little short mini episode of the 343 Podcast. Thank you for listening and enjoy. Why developing all players to their potential is a lie. Written July 15th, 2013 by Gary Kleiben. You cannot be all things to all people. You have to pick. Let's consider you have a single roster that you get to work with for a certain number of hours per week. I think we can all agree that this roster is comprised of players with unique qualities and varying levels of talent, or perceived talent anyways. So no matter what you do, the design and execution of your sessions, along with the culture that you establish, is either targeting a certain group most, or it's not targeting anybody. Let me explain. Suppose we partition your roster into 3 groups. 1, best players. 2, average players. 3, weakest players. Each group is on a different point on the development curve, and hence ideally requires different things. You as a coach in a team environment can't do it all. You can't develop all players to their potential. You've got choices to make. Do you target the best, the average, or the weakest? Or do you try to mix it up? You must choose. Otherwise, you have no real plan or philosophy on development. If you haven't chosen, you're just winging it. And are either a bullshitter, not okay, or you are still in the trial and error stages, which is okay to a point. Now let's explore what happens with these choices. If you pick the weakest, the average are not being pushed, and the best are totally getting screwed. If you pick the average, the weakest are being pushed, but the best are still getting screwed. If you pick the best, the weakest are getting ultra pushed, perhaps too much, perhaps not. And the average, they're getting pushed. Let me guess, your solution is mixing it up. Well, how and why you mix it up are the critical questions. How much time do you spend targeting each of the 3 groups? Because mixing it up has an averaging effect. No matter what you do, your ultimate long-term development program has benefited some more than others. And ultimately, your work has fallen somewhere on the weakest to the best player spectrum. If you target the weakest, you must aim higher than their level. If you target the average, you must aim higher than their level. If you target the best, you must aim higher than their level. So you tell me, what is the best solution to development in a team environment? No matter what you do, your ultimate long-term development program has benefited some more than others. And ultimately, your work has fallen somewhere on the weakest to the best player spectrum. If you target the weakest, you must aim higher than their level. If you target the average, you must aim higher than their level. If you target the best, you must aim higher than their level. So you tell me, what is the best solution to development in a team environment? Narrowing the distribution or gap between the best and worst players on a roster is important. When you have all players of similar level, coaching to the best of the group is just about the same as coaching to the worst. hence giving you a reasonable position to attacking the problem of developing all players to their potential. So the question is, if the gap in your roster is too big to have this ideal case, what is the best way of narrowing that gap? Do you target the worst in the hopes that they will catch up to the best? Screwing the best over in the process, by the way. Or do you still target the best and look to recruit better players and release the ones who aren't at or can't reach the level? For this, again, we need context. If we're talking about a specific roster and the ultimate objective is to maximize the probability of developing quality professionals, the choice is clear. This is why the existence of A, B, and C teams within a club is actually a good thing. But this doesn't stop with the objective of quality pro player development. Having a system where each player competes at their respective levels seems optimum. Of course, every player should have the opportunity to fulfill their potential, but the roster size has a limit, and the standard needs to be set high, not low.